It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn four new sight words, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I am writing my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down. We're not going to need it for a little while. We're going to color first. So at the top of your page and on your page, you should see four big, huge sight words. They're in big bubble letters. And we're going to start with the first sight word at the top. You'll see it. It's the word I, and it has the letter I. And in that section, if you move across from the big I, you'll see a bunch of words. We're going to stay in this section before we move to a new section. So the first sight word, just like I said, is I. We're going to color that I red. Fill in that white I, that big white I, and color it red for me. This sight word is pretty easy because that's the word I. It's talking about yourself, myself. When I want to say that I'm going to do something, I usually start with the word I. I say, hey, I am going to do this. I don't say me. I don't say me going to do this. No, that doesn't sound right. So that's why we have the capital I. It's naming ourselves. Now take two more seconds for that red I. 2, 1. Now hang on to your crayon though. We're going to keep our red crayon and we're going to search for this word I when we talk about ourselves over across. So you just colored it in. Now move across and you're going to see a bunch of words. Stay in our section. And I want you to circle all the capital I's or the word I that you can find. You're going to find five of them. Start looking for the capital word I. I can do it. I am Mrs. Oldham. I am circling the word I. It's also a letter, but when we talk about ourselves, it's the sight word I. Now check and see if you found five of them because I did. There's our sight word. I did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get it? Got it. Okay, this will probably be our easiest sight word of the day. Let's say it one more time. I. Look at it, say I. I. You got it. All right. Let's put our red crayon down and move to our next sight word. It's the word that has the T-W-O. It's right under the word I. T-W-O. That's the word two. The number two. Can you hold up two fingers for me? That's the number two. Let's color the T blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon and color the T in the word two blue. T-W-O spells the sight word two. It's the number two. I have two eyes in my head and you should have two eyes in your head too. And I'm using those eyes to see that I'm coloring the letter T blue. Take two more seconds. 2, 1. Put down that blue crayon. Let's find an orange crayon. I have a lot of orange crayons. Just find one, some kind of an orange crayon. And let's color the W orange. You may begin. So T-W-O is the sight word two. I have two arms and I have two legs, thank goodness. And I have two ears and that you do too. And you are using your two ears to listen to me today. Okay, we have a blue T, an orange W. Finish up your W. Take two more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your orange crayon and find a green crayon. Some kind of a green crayon. Mine happens to be yellow green, but that's okay. And let's color the O in two The O in T-W-O, let's color it green. So T-W-O means two, and it spells two. What kind of two? Yes, the number two. I'm holding up my two fingers. The number two. So we have a blue T, an orange W, and now we have our green O. T-W-O spells two, the number two. Now hold on to that green crayon. Don't put it down yet. And let's spell and say the word two in our Texas voice, in our cowboy voice. I say T-W-O, two. Can you try that? I'll do it one more time for you. T-W-O, two. Now you try. Oh, yes, all right. We have a Texas voice on today. Now, with our green crayon, we are going to look for the word two in our two section. So you're going to find six of them to circle with your green crayon. Start looking for T-W-O, two, and circle it when you find it. You'll find six of them. T-W-O, two. T-W-O, two. T-W-O, two. T-W-O, two. And T-W-O, two. I have found one, two, three, four, five, six of them. And so I found them all. Did you find them all? It's the word two, and it means the number two. Got it? Okay, go back up to the top. What's our first sight word? I. What's our second sight word? Two. The number two. Let's move to the third sight word. It has a U and a P. Which sight word is that? Up. Up. Look up. There's a ceiling above me. What's above you? Look up above. Now let's color the U in up. Let's color it purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon and color the U purple. Up starts with the letter U. Up, go up, up, up the stairs. Sometimes there are stairs by my classroom and I have fallen going up the stairs. Have you ever fallen going up? It hurts. Don't do it. Okay, take two more seconds for your purple U. Two, one, put it down and then find some kind of a red crayon. I'm going to use my violet red crayon, but you can use any kind of red crayon you want. And let's color the letter P in up red. Mine's red violet. So we have U, P, up. Look up, up, up. Go up the stairs. Put this up on the shelf. My toothbrush is up on the counter. My crayon is up on my desk. Up, up, up. Up, up, up. The opposite of up is down, down, down. All right, take two more seconds for your red P. Two and one. Hold on to your red violet or your red crayon. Hold on to it. And let's sing the word up. I'll go first. U, P, up. U, P, up. U, P, up. Up, 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 up. Okay, your turn. Try and sing an up song. U, P, up. Your turn. Oh, we sound good. All right, now you know. Hold that red crayon in your hand. You are going to look in the up section for an up sight word, and you will find six of them if you look carefully. Circle all the up words that you can find. U, P, up. U, P, up, up. U, P, up. U, P, up. I can go up. U, P, up. You know what I don't find? I can only find five of them. I am wrong. Mrs. Oldham can only find... No, I found six. Oh, that was a close one. There are six ups. One, two, three, four, five, six. Can you find them all? Take one more second to look. U, P, up. Now let's look back. Our first sight word was I. I can do it. The next sight word was two, the number two. And we just worked on U, P, up. All right, let's try our last sight word for today. It has an I and an N, and it spells N. So let's find a pink crayon, and let's color the I pink. Go ahead. I, N spells N. Can I come in? Please let me come in the house. It's raining out here. Let me come in. Put your crayon in your desk. Put this in your pocket. So we have a pink eye. Go ahead and take 2 more seconds for your pink eye. 2, 1, put down that pink eye. And then grab some kind of a blue crayon. I'm grabbing my blue-green crayon, so it's kind of turquoisey. And let's color the N some kind of a blue color. I-N spells in. Put this in your pocket. Put this in your room. In, I-N-N, I-N-N, it spells N. Okay, hang on to that blue crayon and let's practice spelling and saying our sight word N in our baby voice. I like to use my baby voice. I-N-N, can you help me put this in my desk? I-N-N, can you use your baby voice? Spell it and say it. Ready, go. There you go, I-N-N. Now, hold on to your blue crayon and let's look for all the N's in our N section and circle them. You're gonna find 5 of them. There are 5. I-N-N, 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 I-N-N. How many did you find? You should have found 5 of them. Did you find 5? Me too. Okay, boys and girls, let's read our sight words going down. Start at the top. We have I, 2, up, in. Let's read them again. I, 2, up, in. Now let's read them as fast as we can. I, 2, up, in. Good. All right, find your pencil. We're going to read our sight words in sentences. Number 1, it says he has pens. What's that sight word? He has 2 pens. Trace that sight word. T-W-O. Trace those letters and then move over and let's write the word 2 on the line. We used our Texas voice. T-W-O. 2. The number 2. Now let's read number 2. The bird is in the sky. The bird is up in the sky. Trace the word up. Trace the U and the P. We sang this song. Scoot over and sing it and write it. U, P, up. Number 3. My mom and I can go. Trace the word I. Trace the word I. Move over and write it for me. I. Make sure it's a capital. When it's about yourself and it's the sight word I, it's always a capital. And then number 4. Put it in the desk. What sight word is that one? Put it in. I, in. It's our baby voice. Scoot over, write it on the line. I, in. Boys and girls, go back up to the top where the big fat sight words are. Let's read them going backwards. Start at the bottom where it has I, in and move up. Ready? In, up, to, I. Start at the bottom again. Let's go as fast as we can. In, up, to, I. In, up, to, I. We did it. Boys and girls, we have learned 4 new sight words today because, hello, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time, okay? Bye.